This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Okay, one of the kind of cool things that is, you know, we complain about the internet all the time, but one of the cool things is it reminds you of everybody's birthday all the time, right? So, you know, I told you guys I have to give a speech on Friday. And one of the things that occurred to me is I remember, I'm old enough to remember when friends were actually people you met, right? And that you'd actually seen eyeball to eyeball, that you knew something about. And that self was part of the description of the personality. There's the ego, the superego, and the id. And now self is just a picture. And have you seen that more and more people, Justin Bieber is supposed to be the most famous, but I know a number of people who are celebrities, but slightly less famous, who said they're not going to do selfies anymore. And in fact, as many of you know, because I cover theater, I went to the drama desk and they sent out an email to all of us saying no selfies, which I hate them. I mean, I don't take them. I hate when people take them because it means that there can be really awful pictures of you floating around. And, it's hard enough to live this life without awful pictures. And I know a couple people who, for example, have been at parties and they've been in a picture that someone else has taken and unknowingly, and it sort of created some problems in their life. Now, I didn't want to ask the obvious question, which is, were you not supposed to be at that party? I mean, I don't know, this proliferation of, and one of the issues that people have talked about that I know very well is that when someone takes a selfie, it's never about the person they're taking the selfie with. It's about you saying, look who I know, look where I am, look what I'm doing. I guess that's why it's called selfie. Giving new word to the word self-involved, selfie-involved. Oh, well. I suppose adding the IE makes it a little gentler if they just call them selfs. Everybody says, oh, no, I'm not going to take a self. But a selfie sounds cute. And they have selfie sticks. Do you take selfies, Jacob?
No.
Have you ever?
I have, yeah.
And the angle's always weird. If you take it of yourself. The only thing, I'll tell you what I do occasionally, is I have a sister who is, she lives in California and I live on the East Coast. And so she's always, whenever I go someplace, she wants to know what I'm wearing. I mean, that's what porn callers write and say, what are you wearing? She's not like that. So I'm always taking pictures of my outfits and sending to her. But I don't really take, I guess they're a selfie. I just take them in a mirror. But which means my face is always obscured because the phone is that I'm taking with is in front of my face.
Right.
I have a green face in all my selfies. But she can at least see what my latest hairdo and dress is. So.
Nice.
And she sort of says, can I have that when you're finished with it? So we share clothes. Well, we don't share clothes. I give her mine.
Nice.
So, she dresses much more conservatively, I guess, than I do. I don't dress all that radically, but compared to my sister, I do. She dresses kind of like a nun, I think. 855-993-7569. Okay, so, one of the reasons that I was so aware of people's birthdays is my daughter's is actually tomorrow. And it turns out that one of my nephew's wife is today. So I'm finding out all these people have birthdays, which makes it much easier to remember somebody's birthday or at least to remember that you forgot it. Once my kid's birthday is, oh, no, I forgot her birthday. 855-993-7569. I don't know why we care about this, but on this day in 1875, Aristides wins the first Kentucky Derby. Well, the first. Do you realize the Kentucky Derby was that old?
Mm-mm.
What's it, 141 years? Is that right? Yeah. 141 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. As I said, I've been there. I was to the Kentucky Derby once. Picked
nice.
The winner.
Whoa.
Oh yeah, this is my story. It was 80. It was charismatic.
Doesn't know the horse.
It was charisma. I think charisma.
Mm.
And I picked it for no reason other than I liked the name.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my first Kentucky Derby, and I had a Derby hat, and I had mistakenly taken two shoes that were same color but different styles, and everybody thought I was setting a precedent. That's what happens when you get dressed in the dark. And I just picked, I liked the name, and it was an 82.5-1 favorite.
Whoa.
So I won $165.
There you go.
And people said, well, you should have bet $100. And I said, never would have happened. Never, ever, ever.
Hmm.
But it was an extraordinary thing, and I kept jumping up and down saying, I won, and they said, no, you didn't. I said, oh, yeah, I did, and I did. So that was pretty much fun. So the Kentucky Derby, I've actually picked the Kentucky. I didn't pay much attention to it this year. It bumped up against, what, Mother's Day or something? So I think Mother's Day was the day before, and then Kentucky Derby was the next day, was that Sunday. Or no, vice versa. The Kentucky Derby was first, and I think I got distracted by Mother's Day or something, because I usually just randomly pick a horse and have actually picked the winner several times. But it's strictly silly nonsense of just picking the name. But if I can win, I guess it's not all that silly. On this day in 1902, Valerio Staes discovered the Anacirtha mechanism, which is an ancient mechanical analog computer, which is pretty cool. The ancients really knew a lot of stuff. I mean, there's an abacus, to a certain extent, is a computer. Do you know how to work an abacus?
Is that the thing where you move the things?
Beads up and down. Yeah, and it's basically, it's not basically, it is a decibel system in that the first one is, depending on how you can sort of assign it, it's either 1 cent, and then the next one is 10 cents, and the next one is a dollar, and the next one is $10. So it's a decimal system. And you just move the buttons up and down. It also, it's a great way to teach children how to carry numbers over when you add them, because you can do it with the abacus, and it shows you how to move them. When you have 9 and 2, that you move one over to the next, and then you have one left on the right-hand side. A little hard to explain on the radio, but you get the idea. Everybody go and see if you can find an abacus, because it's a very easy way of having children understand numbers, especially addition and subtraction. Ancient. On this day in 1939, the Columbia Lions and the Princeton Tigers play in the United States' first televised sporting event ever, 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 a collegiate baseball game in New York City. There you go, 1939. It's hard. Baseball is kind of a fun thing to watch if you're there and eating horrible food and keeping score, but it moves so slowly. And it's one of the few games where the defense has the ball. Do you know that? Do you ever think about it like that?
I never did think about it like that.
See, there you go. Probably one of the reasons why it's so slow. The defense has the ball.
Yeah.
In 1969, the Soviet Venera 6 began its descent into the atmosphere of Venus, sending back atmospheric data before being crushed by pressure. Aww. Doesn't seem fair, does it? 1973, before you were born, I suspect,
mm-hmm.
The Watergate scandal. Televised hearings began in the United States Senate. Ooh, a time of infamy in the United States. They had all the co-conspirators on the cover of Time magazine and X's through their picture. Remember that?
Yikes.
This is a very interesting day in that the World Health Organization on this day in 1990 eliminated homosexuality from the list of psychiatric diseases. I mean, the good news is they eliminated it. The bad news is that's only 26 years ago.
Yeah.
Up until then, homosexuality was considered a psychiatric disease. It's like witchcraft. I mean, it's ridiculous. On this day, same day, which I don't know if it's accidental or coincidental or not, in 2004, the first legal same-sex marriages were performed in, do you know what state?
Nope.
Pete, Massachusetts.
Mm.
There you go. New York finally passed it a couple of years ago. We were sixth, I think, in the nation. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. I did a story yesterday about the fact that LSD is now being researched pretty vigorously as a possible treatment for schizophrenia. And it's something where they really tamp down any possible research because of the really political view that people who took LSD for a number of reasons, Timothy Leary came out and said they're not going to go to war and they're not going to work for corporations. So a whole generation that was basically not going to play. And Nixon was in the White House at the time and said, okay, this is not good news. And then the Art Linkletter story, I don't know, most of you are probably not old enough to remember Art Linkletter. And I barely remember him. I was very young when he was on television. But he lost, he had a daughter who committed suicide when she was, I think, 26. And he blamed LSD for it publicly. I actually remember him talking about it. And it turns out that that's not true, that they did a toxicology study on her and there was no drug in her system. So it was one of those, and they also said, the government put out surveys that said it was stored in your fat forever and you could get flashbacks and it was, and it is stored apparently in your fat, as is everything. But they also said it caused chromosomal damage and birth defects, and there seems to be no indication whatsoever that that's the case. Although nobody's saying that LSD is good for you or that recreational drugs are a smart thing to do, and there were certainly a lot of examples of bad trips, but the idea is that obviously it alters brain chemistry in some ways that we don't really understand. And the point of the research that's reemerging now is we should understand it. As we understand more and more about biochemistry, about neurohormones, that something that can alter a normal brain may be very useful in altering a brain that's not functioning very well. And along that same line, there's now a story that's talking about psilocybin, which is from mushrooms, magic mushrooms, if you know the Beatles, may ease severe depression, with the same notion that something that alters your perceptions, your neurochemistry, when your neurochemistry is working fine, is probably not a great idea as far as I'm concerned. But if it's not, maybe it makes some sense. And so we're certainly not advocating that you go out and get a hit of LSD today or find a mushroom and ingest it and it will cure all your ills. But there should be research on it. And that's the point that's coming out now. So not an entire, and I'm convinced that all of this stuff, and we're going to see more and more of it, I suspect, is as a result of medical marijuana and marijuana being legalized in so many places. That whole Victorian notion of all drugs are bad, and don't misunderstand me. I am not advocating drug use at all. I'm one of those people who just, as I said to Jacob earlier, I don't mess with my brain. I figure it's the best thing I've got going for me, and I do not want to mess with it. But we need to have the research if, in fact, this either these substances, LSD or psilocybin, is something that obviously does affect brain chemistry. Don't we want to know how and why and what the uses might be? So there we go. Oh, it's interesting because we studied opium. We studied morphine, and that's how a lot of painkillers were evolved eventually, because we understood that we had those receptors. And if you have receptors for pain and something fits into it, then you can presumably make something that's not addictive, easy to, doesn't have side effects. So the idea of not looking at something, of just labeling it bad without looking for it, is in its way a kind of bigotry, right? It's a sociological, psychological, emotional bigotry of all that's bad. And again, I'm not advocating. I'm saying that understanding how it works means that we're going to be clear to understanding how our own brain works and how illness works, how pathology works. Speaking of how it works, this is something that will make you feel really unhappy about our government. It turns out that there are two reports. They're the same one, two copies of the report, the CIA report on torture. One of them has disappeared. Mistakenly. Right? The Senate one. The CIA has the other copy. Apparently, it's about to disappear as well. The Senate is not amused about this. I mean, I can't. The CIA has always run a shadow government. We know that. But this seems to me in a democracy, especially when you're talking about something as politically flammable, incendiary as torture, that people are just getting rid of the data. This sounds, I mean, it seems to me that somehow completely appropriate that it's on the same day that Watergate was in 1973. We're doing it again. Where's Rosemary Woods when we need her? Do you know what that reference means? Probably not. Rosemary Woods was Nixon's secretary who was blamed for erasing 18 minutes of tape because Nixon taped everything. And 18 minutes disappeared, and she was always blamed for it during the Watergate hearings. So they're doing the same thing again. Speaking of, and then we'll do stuff that doesn't make us quite as uncomfortable about our politics. There's a U.S. politician who's trying to explain the porn tabs on his screenshot. He's saying, instead of just erasing it and moving on, he has this circuitous explanation about the fact he was just looking for malware and to see if he could figure out what was going on. Shall I tell you what the screenshot was?
Yeah.
Why not? Should we embarrass him?
Let's do it. I suppose, look
if he's going to run for office. It says, Layla Rivera, tight booty, and Yvonne, sexy amateur. There you go.
Wow.
And you've got images to go with those. The explanation apparently is 2,000 words long. He says, he's curious by nature. I wanted to test the suggestion that somehow lurking out in the pornographic world, there is some evil operator waiting for the one a gazillion chance that a candidate for federal office would go to that particular website and thereby be infected with a virus that would cause his or her Federal Election Commission data file to crash. The FEC file application each time was loaded on the day of the filing deadline, as well as impact other critical campaign systems. Well, the Geek Squad text testified to me after servicing thousands of computers at the Bailey Crossroads location that they had never seen any computer using their signature virus protection for the time period to acquire over 4,800 viruses, 300 of which would require reinstallation of the operating system. Do you understand whatever he's saying?
No.
What does not kill you makes you stronger. We grew in page likes by 25% today on Facebook. So Layla and Yvonne helped a man achieve his dream. Voters, it's up to you at this moment. 855-993-7569. Where's Anthony Weiner when we need him? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I am really hoping you can help me put some peace in our house. We are having a conflict, and I'm kind of in the middle.
Oh, dear.
My children desperately want to have a dog. My husband is not really so crazy about the idea. We have gone as far as identifying an adult dog to help with some of his objections, which include the wear and tear on the house that potty training and house training a puppy would entail.
Okay.
But
how old are your children?
They range in age from 18 to 3. There are 5 of them.
Well, the 3-year-old ain't going to help take care, and the 18-year-old's probably on their way out. So, yeah, who are the kids who are realistically going to take care of the dog?
8, 10, and 14 are the others. And
all right, I'll tell you what. What's Dad's main? Are you talking
his
about?
His main beef is he's concerned about the floors. We have hardwood floors in the house. He says, well, yeah, the dog is an adult and maybe is well-behaved where it is now, but it's going to suffer some emotional trauma being moved, and maybe it'll start doing all those things it doesn't do now, like peeing and chewing and To which the current owner of the dog has said if there is problems that they would take the dog back.
Oh, so we actually have identified a dog.
Oh, yes, we've identified a dog, and that is somewhat of my husband's problem. He feels a little bit, and I can understand this, like we've all sort of gone behind his back.
Yeah.
We're all kind of making him out to be the big
has he met? Has he met the dog?
No, we live in Hawaii, and the dog is on another island. So we've been in contact with the people, but we haven't actually met the dog.
How did this all come down? Craigslist or something?
No, just a real interest. We were looking around at the pound, couldn't find the kind of dog we were looking for, so then we sort of widened our search a little bit.
Okay. I think any of the kids have, first of all, have any of the kids had experience taking care of a dog?
Our neighbor has a dog, and they sometimes walk it, but it's an older dog. It's certainly...
All right, I'll tell you what. I would make a couple of deals here. The first deal I would make is that all of them pool their babysitting allowance, whatever money, that goes into the We'll Redo the Floors fund, should the dog do something. All right, number one, because that's kids putting their money where their mouth is. So dealing with dad's concerns on a realistic basis is, okay, we're willing to put it and the money in now, getting interest, so if the dog tears up anything, we will replace it or repair it, number one. Which means we're talking about probably a significant amount of money. Number two, what I would have is the 8-year-old, the 10-year-old, the 14-year-old work out a deal with the neighbors, and this may be part of the way of getting money, that they take care of that dog for maybe 2 weeks apiece, which means taking it out in the morning, grooming it, watering it, walking it, the whole thing, okay, feeding it. So the kids have a sense that a dog, because otherwise you're going to end up taking care of that dog.
Yes.
And unless you're willing to do that, it also is a way of sort of taking dad's concern seriously is, okay.
I think that's the major issue, showing some sincerity.
Yeah, well, but I think the money in the bank, the kids each taking and arrange for the dogs, and they can just put out a sign that says, we'll come and take care of your dog for the summer, for 2 weeks, and whatever money they charge goes into the fund to take care of the floors for the new dog. Number three, that maybe we sort of put together some kind of, I don't know how much it costs to fly over to see the dog, but maybe we fly dad over to see the dog to say, dad, that you get the final okay. In other words, what we're really saying, Meryl, to the kids is, okay, if you want this, you've got to convince. And your dad has got some legitimate concerns. Number one, taken care of. Number two, the financial. Number three, he meets the dog. And so I think the kids, I mean, getting enough money together to talk about being able to repair the floors for an 8-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 14-year-old is serious stuff. The 3-year-old probably...
Right, because dad on his hands and knees, he finished all the floors.
Well, exactly, but that's proving to dad, and that's the whole point. Look, the reason that we traditionally get kids a dog is about responsibility. They're demonstrating that responsibility up front to dad.
Okay.
Okay? And if they decide not to do it, then fine, then the whole problem goes away. And if they do, then you can make the mentor for the kids that says, look, they're willing to do this. They're willing to put their money and their hard-earned cash and their hearts where your objections are.
Right. And we were hoping the summer would be a good time because there's a lot more time.
Well, they have, exactly. They have some time to get this all convinced. And you know, basically the bottom line is that's how we convince people to do, that it's in their best interest to do what we want them to do, which is we bribe them. And kids are bribing them by saying, we'll put the money aside, we'll take care of the responsibility, and we'll fly you to see the dog to see if you like it.
All right.
I mean, and how could that not melt dad's hearts?
I know. You would think all those little sweet little girl faces with the lips puffed out would.
No, they won't do it at all. But saying, Dad, we understand your concerns. We're taking you seriously. We're treating you with respect, and we're going to do it your way. That's how you earn dad's respect.
Yeah, sounds a little more reasonable.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Frank, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Dr. Joy Brown, thank you for your time. My sister is 39 years old. She's been married 7 years. They have one child. He's 14 months old, and it's a very unhappy marriage, and he's verbally abusive, nasty to her, and I just want to know what is my best way to support my sister. Like, do I talk to her and, you know, suggest that she gets a divorce?
Well, I'm sure you've already done that. And she tells you no. Look, Frank, understand that she'll come to you when she's unhappy, and she'll complain to you. But when she's happy, you're not going to hear about it. And the more you badmouth him, the more she will defend him, and the more she defends him, the more likely she is to stay. I mean, I think that, first of all, a new baby is an enormously stressful event in the life of a marriage, especially one that went on for almost 6 years without a baby in it. So, I mean, it's a huge, huge change. And it may be that you can sort of, instead of giving her a Mother's Day bouquet, give her a couple of sessions with a therapist or a marriage counselor for the two of them to go together, maybe offer to babysit so they can go out occasionally with one another. But listening to her complain about her husband doesn't make any sense, because then you're going to tell her what to do. She's not going to listen. And the likelihood of her actually coming to do if there's really a problem isn't very high, because she'll feel embarrassed about it. So what I would say to her is, look, I love you dearly. I will listen to you talk about anything but your marriage. I'll send you to a marriage counselor. I'll babysit for you if you want to go. But what happens is, you pick up the phone. You tell me what a bounder he is. You feel better. I feel worse. Nothing in the marriage changes. I tell you what to do. You get mad at me. So it's just not profitable. That talk to, and not to mention, when you go over to the house and you're ugly to him, she'll be furious with you.
Exactly. But you know what? I respect him as my nephew's dad. And I always will, but she's never happy. That's the thing. She never calls me and says
Frank,
she's happy. The only reason
Frank,
she's staying right now.
Frank.
What?
She's staying because she's choosing to stay. I mean, she can do all the tap dancing, but does she have a job?
Yes, she works very hard, and that's what he's mad about. He wants control. He did not want her to go back to work after
Frank,
the baby.
Frank, this isn't your marriage. If she wants out, she can support herself. She could leave, and she's choosing not to. What she's doing, I know that you have a good heart here. I know that you love your sister, but what you're doing is counterproductive, because every time she complains about him, as I said, she feels better, you feel worse, nothing changes. If you say to her, look, I'm not going to talk with you about this anymore, because you hang up the phone, you feel better, I feel worse. It just doesn't make any sense. If at some point you decide you want to leave him, I'll certainly be supportive. But until then, I can't do this, because it frustrates me. I don't want to deal with you. Every time the phone rings and it's you, my stomach hurts, because I know what we're going to go through. If you're unhappy, either fix it or get out of it. But don't involve me anymore, because it just makes me crazy. And it will, Frank.
You know what? He has her scared, because he tells her, you're not taking the baby. I will beat you in court. I will take that baby from you, because the judge will side with me.
Why would the judge?
That's
almost,
what I tell her. That's what I tell
Frank,
said,
Frank,
judge,
Frank, you're not listening to me. I mean, and this isn't a profitable conversation, because you're arguing with me and you're convincing yourself that what you are is right, and you are not. So I'm going to take the same advice I would give you, which is, I don't think you should talk with her about this, because it's not productive. I'm not going to talk with you about it anymore, because it's not productive for me, because you go through all these reasons why she's staying. Bottom line, Frank, is she's staying because she chooses to. She will leave when she chooses to. That what you can do is either speed that process up or slow it down. You're slowing it down by letting her unload on you, by arguing with her. She then believes why she's staying in. And it's not helping anybody, that when she's ready to leave that marriage, she will. She has the financial wherewithal. She has family support. She has a lot more than a lot of people have. She's staying because she chooses to. And the idea of the court, she would have to be such an inadequate parent for the court to give a 14-month-old child to a man. I mean, it just doesn't happen in this society. Whether it should or shouldn't is beside the point. It just doesn't happen. It's a very young child. The courts are very prejudiced in woman's favor in this particular case, and she needs to do what she needs to do. And she doesn't necessarily have to get a divorce. She can separate. She can do whatever she wants to do, but it's what she wants to do, not what you want her to do. And her telling you about this is making you crazy.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat?
a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
All right, well, I wish I had better news for you. Although, The Witch, which they didn't screen for us, is one of the most requested DVD dates, which also comes out this week. So, you know, if that's what you want. There are only four DVDs that come out this week. Two of them are television, which means I haven't seen them. One of them is The Witch, which they didn't screen, which leaves me by process of elimination. And elimination seems exactly the right metaphor here. Dirty Grandpa. All right. This stars... the title tells you everything. It really does. This was really... a wretched movie, to be quite honest. It stars Zac Efron, whom I think is adorable. I think he's gorgeous. I think he's charismatic. He's always taking his shirt off. I just saw him last night in Neighborhood versus Sisterhood, which I gave, I don't know if I'm such, I gave it 0 stars. I mean, I'll review it for you on Thursday, but it is beyond awful. So what is this kid doing? I mean, he's not even that much of a kid anymore. He's talented, he's funny, he's smart, he's charismatic. Maybe these are the only roles he's offered, and when he takes his shirt off all the time, and everybody goes, woo. All right, here's the story. Well, I should also tell you that it stars Robert De Niro. Now, we know what Robert De Niro is doing, which is Paycheck City, right? He's done some fantastic work. I mean, he's done Taxi Driver, for heaven's sakes. But he's also done Meet the Parents. You know, so, I know, the first Meet the Parents I thought was unpleasant, but not awful. And then they just got worse and worse and worse. All right, in this one, we've got a grandfather who kind of guilts his grandson into taking him to Florida. Zach is about to get married to a woman that we know we hate. I mean, that's, women do not do well on this one. What a surprise. So he's on the eve of his nuptials, and his very high-maintenance girlfriend is demanding they stay around. And, I mean, it really doesn't take a PhD to figure out why Robert is trying to get Zach to take him to Florida, right? This grandpa's not headed down to Florida for retirement. The retired Army general is planning on partying it up for spring break. But will his uptight grandson ruin all of his fun? I mean, if that doesn't tell you, if you want to watch this, it's fine. It's not very good. It has a fantastic cast. Dermot Mulroney, who's also a terrific actor, is in it. A whole lot of kind of second or third tier actors. But the concept is so alarming. And movies seem to be becoming more and more just not only crappy, but kind of scuzzy, to use the word, right? That somehow somebody has decided. Now, I know there was Porky's and there's been all sorts of movies in the past, but they've gotten more and more explicit, more and more crude, nastier and nastier. Women are doing worse and worse in films. I mean, it's really an alarming trend as far as I'm concerned. And I'm not really a prude, but it just seems like and the good news about it, about all of this, is these movies don't do very well. That the movies that are, I mean, think about it. Jungle Book did fantastic. Zootopia did fantastic. Those are both quality movies. One is animation, one is not. They are family. There's nothing crude or rude in there. They're clever, they're funny, they're well done, they're well plotted. They're well either voiced or acted, depending on what they are. That Captain America did very well. And I thought it was fun. I thought it was a little bit too long. But it's well acted, it's funny, it's smart. It's taking on philosophical issues, who knew, in a comic book universe, which is what comics actually were originally. X-Men, which I think comes out this week. I think I'm reviewing. I saw it a couple weeks ago, and I'll review it for you, which I thought was fun and smart. So there are really good movies, but they're still turning out the junk that they've been turning out for a very long time. And fortunately, the box office thing has gotten smarter. Maybe this movie was made for $4.38. They've got Chloe in it, and Selma Gomez makes a cameo. And I understand why she's in it, but I don't understand why anybody else did The Neighborhood. And I don't understand exactly why they did Dirty Grandpa. I mean, unless they paid them a lot of money. Hopefully it didn't make a lot of money. If you want to rent it on DVD, you're on your own about that, but as far as I'm concerned, I'd pass. Go take a walk with your kids. And that's the other issue, I suppose, is that kids, I think, are getting more and more the notion that crudity is okay and rudeness is okay and using four-letter words is okay. There's, you know, I have my favorite four-letter word, as does everybody else, but do we need the rest of them and all in the same movie and casually done? At any rate, you're on your own about that. You can check out the review at drjoy.com, although it came out a while ago, so you'll have to search for it. All righty, 855-993-7569. Do we have time for a quickie email here, Jacob?
Yeah, I got a little question for you.
Okay.
Here from someone.
Question is fine.
Liz, wanted to know about reciprocated love. In a committed relationship, what can one do when one partner gives and gives, but the other partner does not appear to reciprocate?
Okay, really good question. What you may be doing is mirroring. What you may be doing is what you'd like the other person to do, you're doing for them, which is not very good communication, because what you're saying was, well, I do all these things for you, how come you don't do anything for me? So the first thing to do is ascertain what that other person wants, what they value. For example, you may make mom's pot roast every Friday night, and he may feel that he really hated pot roast or mom or Fridays or something. So the thing to do, the reason that this isn't working very well, and I can hear the anger, I can hear the disappointment, even in your few words, is to ask him what he wants, because it's possible that what you're offering isn't valuable to him, so he in fact does not value it. Then you need to tell him what's valuable to you. And do not, I can hear you saying, well, if he loved me, he'd know. Don't do that, because what you're doing for him is either not appreciated, at which point you got to do something else, or it is appreciated, at which point stop doing it so he could, then you can negotiate what you want here. The two of you, by definition, have a communication problem here. You're mirroring. You're doing for him what you think he wants, number one, and number two, what you want him to do for you. Both of those are bad ways. They're non-communicative. So, first of all, you can say to him, you know, I keep doing this thing for you. Is this valuable or not? And he will either say, yes, it's valuable, or no, it's really not. If he says no, then stop doing it. If he says yes, then you have the basis of a negotiation of, well, it would really help me to be more enthusiastic about doing this if you did this. And my guess is that part of this has to do with sex, is that for women, we don't want to be sexual with somebody until we feel comfortable and happy and loved and communicated. And with guys, as far as they're concerned, sex is a way that you communicate love and affection and happiness and whatever. So we need to talk about it. It doesn't mean that we can't find a middle ground, but we're not going to do it by making the assumption that if you love me, you do this. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.